Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you're listening. This is Davisville on KDRT-LP, 95.7 FM in Davis, California. We live at kdrt.org online. I'm Bill Buchanan, and I thank you for tuning in. Well, the coronavirus pandemic is about a year old now, and the county health officer said earlier this month that we're probably about to enter one of the darkest times of the pandemic so far. The first vaccinations are being given, and better days are ahead, but we're months away from normal. The deaths and illnesses are the biggest impact, of course. The effect on the economy and business is also important. Our guest today is Corey Kaler, Executive Director of the Davis Chamber of Commerce, and we'll talk about how Davis businesses are faring in this first month of 2021, as well as what might be ahead for them. Corey, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Bill. Really appreciate you inviting me and looking forward to having a good conversation with you.
Yeah, well, thank you. Could you start by just telling us a little bit about the chamber? You know, most towns and cities have one to represent and help local businesses. How big is the one in Davis, and what are your main interests?
So the Davis Chamber of Commerce has been around. We're celebrating our 117th year in existence. We are a nonprofit organization. We represent the business community citywide. We are a membership-driven organization. Roughly 40% of our revenue comes from membership. The other 60% comes from events and ancillary income that we get from those events. But we're really here for the business community. When you look at the region, really every city has a chamber to a certain degree, whether they're large or small. The Davis Chamber is actually a pretty good size in terms of the number of members that we have. We have about 550 active businesses in the chamber, which as a percentage of how many active licenses there are in the city of Davis is pretty substantial. And our members are very active. They communicate with us, they attend socials, they attend virtual events, they participate in our committees. And really, yeah, a chamber, it's there for the business community to try to make it thrive and prosper and make businesses grow.
You say substantial. Do you know how many businesses there are in Davis? Like, or do you represent most?
Yeah, so the best way to gauge that is how many active business licenses there are in a city. And the last spreadsheet I saw from the city of Davis, there are a little more than 2,400 active business licenses in Davis. Some of those may be one owner with multiple businesses and that. So yeah, there's a little more than 2,400, and we have about 550 of those, and it runs the whole gamut from restaurants to tax preparers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you've got everything from people who are working basically on their own, but they have a license, to manufacturing companies in Davis, right? I mean, it's retail's maybe the most visible part, but it's by no means the only part.
That's right. Our membership to the organization is based on the number of employees that the company has. The vast majority of members that we have between one and four employees. So they're pretty small businesses. But the larger companies, the ones that generate the most income for the chamber, you know, just in terms of membership income and event and sponsorship income, are the larger companies like Cache Creek Casino. You know, they're not in Davis. And I think that's important to keep in mind too. Not all of the companies that we have in the chamber as members are located in Davis. Cache Creek Casino is a great example. Not a Davis company located here, but they're members of ours and want to make sure that the business community is thriving and healthy. Okay.
So I take it they're interested in Davis, even if they're not based here.
Absolutely. There's a number of companies like that.
So how is the health of business in Davis right now? I mean, is it better than a few months ago? Is it worse? Is it about the same? I know you've surveyed members on this point.
Yeah. You know, the best way to look at that, I try to be a data person as best as I can. We conducted, when I say we, our board president, our last board president, Joe DiNunzio, helped out a great deal on conducting surveys. We did four surveys last year in 2020 on the state of the business community and the climate. What was it like? We had roughly 35% response rate, which on a survey is fantastic. I mean, sometimes you're lucky to get 2 or 3%. We got almost 35%. Really for each survey. The first one we did was in April, May, which was at really the start of the pandemic for the most part, when things were just starting to shut down and we were just starting to realize what we were dealing with. Our last one was basically October, November. If you look, it was pretty steady in terms of the responses that businesses gave. And we got responses from the whole gamut, the small mom and pop businesses to large companies.
And so what did they tell you?
Yeah. Yeah. If you look, 70% of the respondents said that they saw a reduction in hours, a reduction in income, a reduction in the staffing that they had, with 50% of those saying the reduction was significant. Income reduction, staff reduction, and that held pretty steady through the year. What was also surprising was a large number of those, I believe about 40 to 45%, received some sort of financial assistance, whether it was a loan, federal help, state help, things like that, through the stimulus money that was coming through the pipeline. And those figures held pretty steady. We did not see a significant increase in things that were getting better, you know, just in terms of the numbers and that, which I thought it would be more of a roller coaster, you know, the summer and the fall. But it was, the business climate is tough right now. Very, very tough. The other thing, Bill, the other thing I'll point out, which I think is significant, and we, one of the questions that we had for businesses was the following, because I think it's important to point out, there's a lot of conversations about vaccines and, you know, getting businesses through this tough time. But the one thing that I don't hear a lot of people talking about is, are the customers going to come back? Because it's one thing to try to get a business through and, you know, make them safe and, you know, people wear masks and clean and things like that. But I have yet to hear or see any sort of data on, are customers going to come back in the way that they did before? Because did this change substantially the way customers view visiting retailers or businesses or things like that? Will that change with the vaccine? We don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an interesting question. And I know you said you like to look at data, but what's your hunch tell you? What are the businesses you talk to? Do they expect people to return?
I think people are optimistic. I think the businesses are optimistic. I'd like to be optimistic. It's too early to tell. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about briefly, you may be aware of a program called Healthy Davis Together.
Actually, that was my next question, because, and just a little bit of background on that, I think if people have heard about that here, they've heard about it largely in the sense of the vaccines, you know, or not vaccines, but the tests. You can get a test, the saliva test on the campus. But there is a program to hand out grants, and the chamber's job is to distribute those grants. And I wanted to ask you about that a little bit, where the money comes from and how you hand it out and what it's for.
Yeah. Well, we're excited that we're partnering with the university, the city, the chamber, and the Downtown Business Association. We all have major roles in the Healthy Davis Together program. It's funded by private money from the university, primarily. The city of Davis is involved in it in terms of operating some of the programs and the services that we have. The chamber is administering the grant reimbursement program. And the grant reimbursement program, and like you said, there's many components to the Healthy Davis program. There's testing, there's information, there are ambassadors, public health ambassadors that are visiting the city and businesses, to encouraging them on health and safety type of protocols and how to operate during this time. The chamber's role in this is to administer the grant reimbursement program. We at least tentatively have about $250,000 of reimbursable money that we will get to, and it's really meant for businesses to operate in a healthy or safe manner in Davis. If you're the business would need, and it's for all businesses, as long as you have an active business license and you are a Healthy Davis partner, and to sign up for that, it's very easy to go onto the website, look it up. Applying for the grant is very easy. It's a one-page application, and it's meant for purchases, recent purchases on or after November 1st of 2020, of things like plexiglass or cleaning, things like that, that are meant to help the business operate and comply with COVID-19 regulations.
I get it. So this isn't like just necessarily to support payroll per se, it's to help a business. And I suppose it's an encouragement to meet those standards as well. So if you need plexiglass, this money can help you pay for it. But of course, then you have to put in the plexiglass and wear masks and things like that.
Right. Yeah. Rent and payroll, there are a number of things that are excluded from the grant reimbursement. And that those are a couple of them. We wanted to try to focus on businesses that are customer facing, that have a number of customers coming in, to keep them open, to apply the grants to materials or services that allow them to stay open. And that's really what it's for. And so far, we've already started processing the grants. We've already made a couple of reimbursements. We've got a lot of applications coming in. It's going well. And we would encourage any business to apply, to become a partner, to apply for a grant. And there's a lot of good information on the Healthy Davis Together website that identifies what you can and can't apply for. And those applications come in. We got a good staff working on them. Okay. I personally review the grants myself, the applications, and I'm the one, you know, handing out the reimbursements, and happy to do so too.
This is an example of the city working with the University of California, Davis, and of course the organizations in town. You had one phrase I wasn't quite sure. Private money through the university, are these like donations they receive privately and they just sort of hand them on?
I believe so. I believe that's where the money primarily has come from, is a private donation.
I thought about it just because, you know, as a public university of, you know, private funds, I wanted to understand that.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, to help the business community out right now in Davis with such a substantial program and money behind it is just fantastic.
So the $250,000, if you're talking about things like plexiglass projects and so on, I imagine that money could go quite a ways.
Yeah, we have a limit of $5,000 maximum for an application. We encourage smaller applications. And if you look at the applications that we've received to date, it's a wide range, $900, $1,000, $5,000. So, and it's large and small companies too that are applying for them.
So which parts of local businesses are strong and which ones are struggling? You know, what we hear about the economy is, you know, tech companies have tended to do better. People who could work from home haven't been nearly as affected financially as those who have to work in person. Again, the chamber represents a range of businesses from accountants to manufacturers. And where's the economy locally struggling? Where is it strong, relatively at least?
You know, Bill, it's interesting. I was on a Zoom meeting and we had a pretty wide array of businesses that I asked the question to. I think it's safe to say everybody has been challenged in this. I mean, I know there are some industries that probably have fared better than others, but even they will tell you it's been a challenge because even meeting demand or things like that. I think the food industry, the food distributors and that, you know, more people are at home, eating at home. They have done fairly well. I've even heard pest control companies have done well. You know, people are at home and they want to take care of the ant problem or whatnot that they've got in their house. Remodeling companies, I've heard, have done well. People are in their homes more. They may want to add on or fix something up in their house to make it more user-friendly for the work-at-home environment. You know, certainly those that are having a real challenge, restaurants, clearly, you know, and restaurants have done an unbelievable job to try to stay open, comply with all of the regulations. And, you know, that's one thing the chamber has done. Last year, we held probably 35 to 40 free virtual sessions for the business community on everything, how to stay open, how to comply. We had the director of the health department, Yolo County Health Department, on multiple times, the chief of police in Davis. We did a lot. We had attorneys on trying to help them with employment law issues. So, you know, just trying to be a resource there because all these businesses are struggling to one degree or another. And we're just trying to help them out the best we can.
do a quick station ID. We are talking with Corey Kaler. He is the Executive Director of the Davis Chamber of Commerce. My name is Bill Buchanan, and the program you're listening to is Davisville on KDRT LP 95.7 FM in Davis, California. So as you look ahead with the arrival of a vaccine, students, UC has announced that they intend to have in-person instruction this fall. That's a big thing in a college town. What do you see coming ahead for Davis? What do you look ahead to in 2021?
Yeah, boy, you know, I always have my crystal ball tucked away somewhere. I wish it was always correct. Like others, I'm optimistic. There are a lot of businesses that believe, and I do too, once the vaccines start rolling out, I think we will hopefully see some return to normal. The students coming back will be huge. They visit our businesses. They are a critical customer base in downtown and beyond. I think hopefully we will see this pandemic in our rearview mirror in 2021. From the chamber's perspective, you know, we rely a lot on our events, and our events were in person before the pandemic hit. You know, golf tournament, before the pandemic hit, we did an event called Celebrate Davis, where we had 10 to 12,000 people come.
That was every May in the park.
Yeah. Community park. We're planning on trying to do one in the fall of this year. We're crossing our fingers that we might be able to do it in the fall if things line up right. But that's optimism that I have too. We're hopeful. And I think a lot of businesses are, you know, there's more stimulus money coming that I think will help. There's this Healthy Davis money that we're hoping that will bridge the gap for a lot of businesses to try to survive the next few months. But I think if it's any sort of message, it's optimism, it's hopeful, and we'll see. And again, the chamber is alive and well. We're doing a lot of programs to help businesses get through it.
Well, and I want to ask about that. I mean, part of your role is to advocate for business and mentor businesses. There is reason, I think, for optimism with the vaccine and so on. So that it creates a challenge in a way that says, well, you have to survive the next X number of months, 4, 5, 6 months. I guess what I'd say is, what would your advice be? And I realize it would vary business to business, depending on what they're in and so on. But generally, how do you advise businesses? What should they be doing to get through this? Part of the obvious advice, I suppose, is, you know, try to conserve cash, you know, make sure you're doing, paying your bills and so on. But are there other things that you would advise business to do to try to get through this next phase?
Yeah, it's interesting. We actually had a virtual session on this very topic with a business consultant. We had a CPA on. And a couple of the things that they talked about were, talk to your landlord. Look at your expenses and talk to your landlord about possible ways you can either maybe get some rent reduction or a waiver in rent for at least a few months, something, just to see if you can reduce your rent expenses during the next several months or year. That was one item. The other issue that came up was, see how you can expand the services that you have. We had somebody on there who had a fitness outfit, and she was simply unable to operate inside because of the regulations. So she started an online fitness program. You know, those are the kind of things that you've got to think about to try to get through these next few months, raising additional revenue through other services or programs that you can think of, and cutting expenses. You know, those were a couple of the messages that were discussed during that session.
So I imagine you have landlords, you know, property managers among your members. When they hear someone saying, you know, talk to your landlord about giving you a break on the rent, I wonder what their response is.
You know, there were a couple actually on the session, and it's interesting. Like any industry, there's not one school of thought. There's multiple schools of thought. And the property owners that we had on the session said, we want to work with our clients within reason. You know, we are open to discussion. And I think that's a pretty common thread that you see in the property management field. Approach us. Let's have the discussion. The last thing a property manager really wants to have is a tenant who notifies them at the very end when things are over and they can't continue to operate. You want to have those discussions early, often, and to see if there's any flexibility. But your point is well taken, Bill, and that is, you know, the chamber, we represent every business across the spectrum, and the property management field, the commercial field in particular, it's a challenge too. But they do say, we want tenants to come and talk to us. Yeah. We want to see if there's any flexibility there, but have the discussion. So
I imagine for some of them, they're wondering about how many workers are going to return, you know, people who can work from home. How many of them are going to come back? If I owned an office park right now, I'd be wondering about that.
Yeah, the commercial sector is probably one of the most challenged areas because so many businesses are working from home remotely. And the question will be, although many businesses have long-term leases, so then the question becomes, you know, I know some businesses are probably going to make the conscious decision, once it's safe to go back, once we can, we need to go back to the office because we've got rent to pay. But others may not be able to, you know, and they may not want to. Yeah, it'll be an interesting how this evolves over the next year or so.
Well, that's it. And in fact, in a minute, I'd like to talk about your State of the City event that's coming up, because that also kind of looks at this. But there is this big question, isn't there, about how the pandemic will change business overall. You've got perhaps businesses that are doing things to keep going now that might prove successful lines going forward. You were saying a minute ago about the online training or expanding your line. The idea of people going back to work. You know, what does it mean for a town like Davis if people can live here and work in LA or if they want to? To some degree, that's always been true, but I think the pandemic has tended to accelerate it. Do you have any sense of the lingering effects of the pandemic on business in Davis? And again, I realize it's a very broad question, but people must be thinking about this and talking about this. I'm wondering what you're thinking.
Yeah, I do think, especially in the near term, we will see how it pans out. I do think things will be different. There's a number of businesses just through the Healthy Davis Together program that have set up their online presence that didn't have an online presence before. So for example, you know, we are getting requests for reimbursements, grant reimbursements through the Healthy Davis program of businesses that installed new contactless payment options and online services and things like that. And I think that will continue. That will probably grow. You know, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I've read a lot that this is probably not going to be the only virus and pandemic that we see. Who knows when the next one will be? But I think those businesses that are setting themselves up to be more online and virtual, you know, I think it's anybody's guess how many businesses will fare when things so-called get back to normal. But it's pretty clear from my perspective, talking to businesses, seeing what they are requesting for reimbursements for, and what they've spent money on to try to survive during this time, they are really investing in online curbside pickup, things like that. And I think my opinion is that's going to go well beyond the pandemic after it ends.
People might get used to it. Used to mean that kind of service, you know, the drive up.
Yeah, I agree.
So you've got the State of the City event coming up on February 3rd, right? And
yes.
Again, normally this would be in person. This is where the chamber brings in people to talk literally about the state of the city, but from an economic point of view, what sort of things have you got going this year, and what are we likely to hear?
Yeah, so it's our annual State of the City. Last year, which it was in person, it was a great event. We had over 140 people attend. We invite the city manager. We invite the mayor. We have a message and a speech from our current president. I do a quick State of the Chamber update, which is required by the chamber through our bylaws. But there's a whole host of topics that we are going to discuss. The State of the City's budget. You know, we get a lot of questions about where is the city right now? We know businesses are hurting. That obviously has an impact on the city. What are the city's finances like? And I'm curious to hear what that is, because, you know, it's often a snapshot in time. And there's a lot of people that are very concerned about where the finances are given the pandemic and the impact on the business community. So we'll hear about that. We're going to hear about the state of the downtown, how downtown is faring. We're going to talk about housing development. We're going to talk about homelessness and what's being done there. There were a number of interesting topics last year that we want to bring back. One was, you know, businesses are very concerned about the state of roads, road repairs and road maintenance. With a pandemic, that's changed a little bit, but we still get those type of questions. And so I think that's going to be addressed. But certainly I think the state of the city's finances is going to be a hot topic because of the pandemic and its impact on sales tax revenue, property tax revenue, things like that. How, you know, obviously the homes in Davis have gone up as they have everywhere else, but it'll be interesting to hear from the city where we are with their finances, because that's always at the forefront of a business owner's mind is where is the city and is the business going to get taxed more or what's going to happen? So
we've got just a little bit of time left. Can anybody attend this? It's a virtual event. Can anyone just register and go? Is there a fee or?
So our annual State of the City is open. You can go onto the Davis Chamber website. You can contact me. You can check out our Facebook page, davischamber.org.
So
anybody can go. There is a charge. There's a member charge and a non-member charge. Okay. But anybody can attend.
All right. And then we just got a little bit of time left, but I wanted to ask if there's an indicator or two that you'll be looking for in the next few months that might indicate a turn up in the local economy.
I think it's going to be foot traffic to businesses. I think it's going to be, we're going to be doing another survey. So I think it's going to be the sentiment of businesses, how it compares to our previous surveys. I would hazard a guess if we did one right now, the numbers would probably be about the same. So we're waiting because like everybody, we were hoping that the vaccines would start rolling out quickly. I think we need to wait a few more months on that. But I think foot traffic, I think the sentiment of businesses, optimism, hiring people back is going to be another indicator. Those are the type of things you want to look for. Obviously, additional revenue coming into the business, optimism from the business owners. That's what you want to see.
All right. Well, we've been talking with Corey Kaler. He is the executive director of the Davis Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking about Davis businesses as 2021 starts. Corey, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us today.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate you having me on. All right. And thanks for making the business community a focus of this conversation.
Well, you're welcome. It's part of what I do in Davisville, try to talk about Davis. I'm Bill Buchanan. This is Davisville on KDRT. Thanks for listening.